Scripture reading is John 19, 25 to 27. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight to be able to gather and preach your word, and help me to speak the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. So here we are, Jesus hanging on the cross, yet he doesn't think about himself. He thinks about his mother. Because he chooses to be obedient even on the cross. And on that cross, he chooses to honor his mother and father. And by doing that, he cares, he tells his disciple to take care of his mom, to watch over his mom. And so I'm just like blown away about how Jesus loved. In the midst of pain, he did not let pain get in his way of loving his mother. And so because of his mental toughness, it's just more than mental toughness, it's just love. And because of that, he brings us perseverance. And last weekend, I was running a race, and I think it, whatever obstacles you may come through in your life, just remember that Jesus went through. Jesus still loved in the midst of his pain. Jesus still loved even though people spat at him and mocked him. And even on that cross, he didn't think about himself. He thought about his mother. Secondly, Jesus calls us to and sends us to serve with a humble heart. And I think it's interesting because back in Matthew, we see John and James asking for a place in the kingdom of God, asking if they can sit at the right hand of Jesus. But what John gets is he gets assigned to be a servanthood. Jesus gave him a servanthood task role to take care of his mother. And so are we asking Jesus for power and pride? Are we asking Jesus a chance to call us and send us out to serve with a humble heart? And lastly, we see this new family being created in the cross. Because of the cross, we have a new family. And here tonight, we have Living Water, we have Mid-City, we have Southeast. And because of the cross, we are all here together as a new family of God, where we can call each other brothers and sisters in Christ. And so my prayer for all of us tonight is that we would pray to ask Jesus for strength to love like he loved us, and to serve like he served us. Thank you. Amen.